Hello, and welcome to the first episode of Beyond the Lens on FM 2.0 Radio. I'm your host, Eric Hernandez. This show is dedicated to lovers of photography, concert going, and most importantly, music. Tonight, we start where I did, at a venue in Middle Tennessee as a concert goer and fan of music. We'll just get a feel for what the night was like, and I'll share some great music with a few tidbits of my personal experiences from the show. This night would be instrumental in forging friendships that remain to this day. It would also be where my interest in concert photography would begin. So, let's start with Motley Crue's Hooligan's Holiday off the band's 1994 self-titled release, as it has a special meaning to tonight's show. In 2016, I was invited to an event called Farm Rock in Nashville, Tennessee. This event was at one of many of Nashville's awesome venues called Marathon Music Works. I had been before, but that's a story for another show. Upon arrival, my friend and I gathered our passes at will call and entered the venue. And it was packed full of artists and fans. And the cool thing about this show was that the artists were mingling with the fans in the crowd. So we were bumping into all kinds of people that I had only previously seen on TV or on stage. And the first person I bumped into that night was Daryl Miller of Killer Dwarfs. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of the band, and in saying that, I only mean that I wasn't very familiar with their music. I did, however, recognize him and was looking forward to finally hearing his band live. Unfortunately, that night, we had arrived just as their set ended. He was gracious enough to stand and hang and talk music for a few, and I still haven't seen the band play. So, with that, let's hear the band that I missed that night. Here's Canada's own Killer Dwarfs with the first song I remember hearing from them, Keep the Spirit Alive, from their 1986 release, Stand Tall. Like I mentioned earlier, the night was full of artists just casually mixing it in with the fans. My friend and I were there to see different bands, and I was there to see John Corabi. As we walked around and spoke with people, I was in absolute heaven. My friend Jones pointed out, right there's Paul Taylor from Winger. And despite all the negativity that that band has received over the years, Winger absolutely rocks in my opinion. Paul was another awesome person to speak with, and he took the time to share a few tales from his days on the road in the 80s. Those were fun times for so many of us back then, and it was a decade full of hope and fun. Maybe it was the fact that we were young and didn't know any better. Either way, the energy in that room was fun, and it really took us back to those days of Headbangers Ball and all things MTV. Paul shared that, as many of us know by now, it wasn't all fun and easygoing being on the road. And as he shared, it could get quite lonely and abrasive at times. As fans, I think that we often forgot that those were people just like everyone else, and they had family and feelings. All most of us saw was that these guys and gals were living the dream and partying 24/7. That leads us into the next track of the night. Here's Winger with Poison Angel from their 1988 debut record. Karabi Crew record. In fact, it's my favorite, second only to Too Fast for Love. I never got a chance to see him play with the crew for one reason or other, so this night was very special to me to see him play after all these years. And to my applause, he opened with Hooligans Holiday, and they absolutely killed it. And during his set, I began noticing a few photographers moving in and out of the crowd, and one in particular caught my attention. She was having a really hard time seeing, as she was a small petite person. So I gladly let her in front of me so she could do her job. She extended her gratitude and was able to get her photos, and, you know, later we would end up being friends on social media. I took a photo that night on my cell phone of Karabi, and his son Ian, who was on drums that night, was in the background. Karabi was throwing up the horns over his head, and it ended up being a cool shot for a phone picture. I posted that picture on my Facebook, and people were just crazy for the shot. It became my shot heard round the world. And it was that shot that sparked my interest in becoming a concert photographer. It's that simple. I was at a show that included so many artists that I admired as a young guy coming up in the world, and I took a photo that I thought was cool, and so many others did as well. It led to me creating EHP Photography, and since doing so, I have had an absolute ball doing what I love. It's a labor of love, and although I am now a professional photographer, I still have a day job. As in many facets of the music industry, it isn't all gold. I have so much to share, and this is just the beginning. I hope you enjoyed this first show, and if so, I hope you'll be back next time as we dive into my first show as a concert photographer. Till next time on Beyond the Lens, I'm Eric Hernandez for FM 2.0 Radio. Keep your heads up and your heart true.